So good evening everyone, this is The Candy Show, brought to you by host Krishna and Vyakarchi, and I'm here as a co-host today. So today's topic is about, we don't have any idea about how to term this topic, so like we will ask us very different questions, so like a very basic question regarding the formation of a life form, or like some questions related to ancient, you know, what, how this world was formed, so like what led to the actual creation of the first life in our world. So like it will be a general random discussion which we will which we have decided to actually split into two parts, so like into two episodes. So like this episode you are probably seeing is the first episode. So Shriram,
Krishna kind of told, this is something which you are going to be trying out, something new, very difficult actually. So we are taking four questions, I think, four very important questions, I think, which are mostly concerned with things which we do not have an answer to, right? Like
unanswered questions.
Exactly. Yeah. And even though as far as we may have come in terms of technological progress and in terms of scientific invention, etc., etc., we still cannot have any sort of a definitive answer to these questions, even though some of the religions do give an answer to these questions. But again, believing of those religions is totally up to you. But coming from a non-biased, from a normal person's standpoint, we still do not have a concrete evidence slash answer to some of these questions. So today, so starting with the very first question is, we all know that the creation of all life, all planets or entire cosmos was basically driven because of the Big Bang, right? Like the Big Bang was kind of like the primary reason for which a lot of planets these days exist, and the space which as we know is infinite is solely due to the reason of the Big Bang. So the question here is, what led to the like kind of like the initiation of Big Bang, right? Because it's not like it just cannot happen randomly out of the air. There has to be some sort of a triggering process which has led to that amount of energy being exploded at such a high rate throughout the, even actually for people who do not know, there is actually two types of gravity. Actually, to the people who have read, there is most of us would have only read about this attractive force of gravity, right? We must have all Newton's law of gravity, which states that we only read gravity in terms of attractiveness, right? So there's something called repulsive gravity as well, but most of us do not see the idea of repulsive gravity. We do not observe it in everyday life. So actually, repulsive gravity was the main reason, the main driver behind Big Bang, or the sense that it was a part of the Big Bang, which is kind of the reason why the space is as big as that, because the repulsive gravity stretched out the space-time fabric onto such a large surface. And the people are saying that, even scientists are saying that now the space is still continuing to expand, and it will keep expanding as well. So the space, the cosmos, is a never-ending kind of a thing. Like we'll never even able to be fathom the idea, kind of like the length of it. So the kind of like the discussion which I want to put forth here is that like, why cannot we answer such questions? Because I think the primary reason obviously is that there is no record, or there is not any sort of an evidence which kind of can help us extrapolate to the reasons which kind of caused the Big Bang, right? Because to various other kind of scientific things or various other kind of processes, we do have some sort of an explanation, because there was some sort of a minute evidence from which scientists could start observing patterns, they could start developing some sort of an experimental analysis and get some result. But the problem with these questions, for especially with this question, is that there is no concrete evidence, there is no data which dates back to that old time. So most of the time the scientists kind of have to do some extreme sense of extrapolation, have some current data and push it back to centuries, millions of years ago. So as far as we know right now, the main driver behind Big Bang, or the main idea behind Big Bang, was for the people who do not know, there is a fluid which floats around in space, okay? So this fluid, they have termed it as something called as cosmic fluid. So this cosmic fluid is freely floating around the space. So actually what happened during the Big Bang was, this cosmic fluid kind of spread up, kind of like spread itself into a sheet of uniform layer, kind of like a bed sheet, for example, kind of like a space-time fabric was evenly distributed, and there were like temperature fluctuations in this shield itself, because since the fabric is much too large, there are something like small temperature spikes around the entire space-time fabric, and these kind of like spikes are called as quantum jitters. So basically what happened was, all of these quantum jitters across the uniform surface kind of uniformed out. So this produced immense amount of energy, hence triggering repulsive gravity. So this repulsive gravity completely pushed its surfaces, completely stretched that membrane across farther distances, and that is how the kind of like the basic simple idea of what Big Bang actually began. So Krishna, do you think we'll ever be able to answer questions like this? Because I'm asking this question because we've obviously come to this amount of conclusion, right? We obviously have found out how the Big Bang took place. We know an experimental start, kind of like a rough estimate as to when the universe began, as to when the Big Bang took place, as to when planets formed. But why cannot we still answer the question as to what triggered the Big Bang, or what is preventing us to do so?
So mainly I think that the lack of proof is something that is the main reason why we can't answer to these questions. So like, we can add n number of theories, so like even we can consider theories from any scientists or so,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, I don't think you will actually come to know what is the reason behind the creation of something. So like,
mm-hmm.
everything is a theory at the end of the time, but I think that believing the, you know what, the scientific part of the theory, which explains about how this all this began and how all these kind of took place at the first time, so like,
mm-hmm.
How this was created, as you told, the Big Bang and other, you know what, the creation of a life form. So like, we have to consider the fact that all the scientific theories kind of suggest that these are the possible ways where this life form is created, or like,
mm-hmm.
Even though what you said may be or may also be a right answer to how the Big Bang actually started, but it may also be wrong. So like, we can't actually kind of come to a conclusion other than to speak silly. I say it, so you have to travel back in time and see what
mm-hmm.
actually happened. So like,
mm-hmm.
other than that, there is no actual proof that something like this actually created, and this is the proper explanation to its creation. So like,
yeah, that does make sense to some extent, but to respond to what you told, there is actually scientific evidence of what I told. Like, scientists have actually sit down and actually have observed using telescopes, and they have made reasonable amount of prediction, and this cause and the kind of like the phenomenon which
yeah,
I told
the end
you
of it is a prediction, right? Yeah.
Obviously, none of us can obviously tell what actually happened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
since
yeah.
that is obviously not possible.
Yeah.
Science is kind of like the only, science has advanced so much right now. I think we all have to accept that we are far, far beyond in terms of scientific progress, in terms of intelligence, than we were about 100 or so years ago.
Yeah.
So I think there is no evidence, or kind of like there is nothing kind of forcing me not to believe it. If there was some hard-earned proof which kind of suggests which what I'm saying is wrong, I would openly accept change. I would openly, I'll be receptive to the other things around me. But this is the only thing I've got right now. And there are various other theories, whereas if I ask the same question to religious people, they have a completely different answer. But I don't want to get into that side, because again, religion is completely different and kind of like science is different in my opinion.
There will be major
difference of opinions,
yeah,
right? Because obviously both of us have different perspectives on what is science. So obviously at the end of the day, so kind of like the, or at least what I think is that humans are not kind of like at least intelligent right now to get answered to these questions, right? We're still kind of evolving, we're still kind of developing our intelligence. We are a lot better compared to humans over 100 years before. Like,
yeah.
We are much better than our ancestors in terms of intelligence. So kind of like the point which I'm trying to make here is that I think answers to these questions is definitely possible with the help of technology as well. And kind of like, probably an answer will be available to the future humans, probably the next few generations, upcoming generations, because technology again growing at an incredibly rapid pace. So I don't think we'll probably stay without answers to these questions for much longer time, I suppose. So moving on to the next big discussion again. So this is kind of like more of a question pertaining to biology, I suppose. So what kind of led to the creation of the very first organism, right? So what was the very first thing which kind of simulated some kind of a living kind of a, any kind of pulse, for example, if you compare a rock. So why did something have to be created, right? Like, what triggered the creation of the very first life form? So again, there are a lot of theories. So I think to kind of like respond to this, we have to kind of go back to the time when planets started creating, right? Basically, planets usually were created when stars usually start to implode on themselves, right? Because stars, what happens, they continuously turn up nuclear energy, they keep heating up, they keep producing light. So what happens when stars lose their light, when stars lose that nuclear fuel, they implode on each other because a lot of pressure is on the nucleus, right? So when the stars implode on each other, this implosion produces something called a supernova. So what happens, the supernova kind of leads to the formation of various planets which we know right now. Even the sun, which we have right now, right, the high temperature of sun, this is because of the very, very big stars during the ancient times which kind of imploded on itself to create the sun. And all of these other planets basically kind of come up on the same idea of stars imploding on themselves.
Yeah, my only question here is that whether the life form actually was created before the stars kind of imploding in itself, or was it only created after the planets were created? So
obviously,
like,
they had like to very a simple answer to this question, I suppose, is that I don't think space, or obviously space does not have any air, right? It's completely filled with vacuum. I don't think any living organism can survive in vacuum, I suppose. So it would be kind
yeah,
of
but
around.
Then I also wonder a lot from my childhood that how you know what, after this stars like implode itself, so like, and form many planets and
mm-hmm.
many solar systems, so
mm-hmm.
like, you know, what led to the point where an atmosphere has been created around a planet. So, like, I don't
That's
understand
true.
That fact.
To answer to your question, actually, Big Bang was the reason it happened. Because what happened during the Big Bang, the tons and tons amount of gases, right, they all kind of spread up into the atmosphere. So what happened, some of the regions in space, right, they had pockets, something called as pockets. So in these pockets, the gravitational energy was really, really strong. So what happened, this gravitational energy led to all of the nearby gases, etc., etc., kind of pulling it towards each other, kind of like a snowball effect, right? So the center pocket in gravity kind of forced all these objects to come together. So this process kept on happening. So as this kept growing on, the strength of nucleus, that is the nuclear force which the stars were able to emit, increased. So this kind of, this energy kind of like this, the Big Bang kind of like was the initiation of everything, I suppose. Like from, literally, if you ask me, the Big Bang was the reason we exist. Anything exists for the mainly because of the Big Bang. So when the Earth was created by similar processes, initially the Earth was kind of like not how we imagine right now, like full of trees or full of mountains, plateaus. It was a very rugged and rapid terrain because, again, since it was formed due to such high pressure and temperature, most of the places were full of volcanoes, there were a lot of rugged places, there were a lot of plateaus, etc., etc. So how could any sort of an organism develop in conditions like this? A very good question. So the answer to that is, most of the atmospheric air during Earth was kind of filled with amino acids, because that was kind of like the major constituent which was present in space. Since due to that explosion, most of the amino acids present on Earth was kind of like, that was the only primary constituent. So what happens, to not go into too much into biology here, we know something called DNA and something called RNA. So DNA is basically responsible for transmission of genes, right? Our characters move from parents to a progeny, basically on the idea of DNA. They basically replicate the genes, right? So there's something called DNA and there's something called RNA. So RNA is kind of like the same, it does the same work as DNA, I suppose. It is kind of like a much more older version of DNA. It still exists in our body. So there is this theory called RNA free world theory. So what this kind of tells in just one line is that, at the very first time, or at least during the formation of Earth, a lot of amino acids was present. A very first RNA molecule originated, and this RNA molecule synthesized some of these amino acids to create proteins. And as we know, proteins are the basic building blocks of humans.
Yeah.
Those are what lead to give us energy. Adenosine triphosphate.
Also, I wonder, what is the very first organism? You know what? Very first living thing that came into existence in this world? Yeah.
It's probably living cells. Like, I don't think like instantly anything came up.
Microorganisms, I think. So.
Exactly, probably, because slowly since the synthesis happens, and probably some sort of a microorganism would have come. Then obviously evolution took place. There is an idea of evolution put forward by Charles Darwin, and there's natural selection. So the very first thing which actually came up was something called RNA, I suppose, because RNA is this molecule which leads to multiplication of cells.
Yeah.
So, and I think most of this kind of, you have to credit only to evolution, I suppose, or the theory of evolution and natural selection. Because as we know, natural selection basically tells that going on to every single generation, the qualities or kind of like the characteristics which enable the survival of any feature is being transmitted to the next generation. So based upon these things, and including the theory of evolution and taking into consideration the natural selection, I would assume that the RNA free world theory, if any of you don't know about it, please go check it out. It's a pretty cool theory. So I think this theory helps us give a certain amount of an idea as to how things began. But obviously none of this is true, or we don't have any solid evidence as to how much of this is true again. So again, and the thing which is preventing us from kind of understanding what it is, because we did not know how the Earth's condition was at that time, right? Because we did not know what was the atmospheric condition of the Earth.
There's no solid proof to actually give an explanation to anything that we are speaking today. So like, lack of proof is something that prevents us from answering major questions that we discuss. Yeah, that is the only thing I
think that's why we probably picked up these questions as well, because
yeah.
since there isn't any proof to this, it is subject to a lot of interpretations, right? And just like we didn't have an understanding over something called quantum mechanics, because to around 100 years back, nobody even knew what quantum mechanics is. Even now, quantum mechanics is such an interesting topic, because there is again two branches in physics. There is quantum physics and this probabilistic physics, or quantum mechanics basically deals with probabilistic idea, and there is another science of physics which kind of deals with deterministic approach, something which you tell for sure. And whereas quantum mechanics, even right now, I find it very fascinating. And just like how we kind of slowly understood the idea of quantum mechanics, I kind of feel that questions like these two questions you've been kind of talking about today, we'd probably get the answers of those questions as well, I suppose. So anything you want to add on this, Krishna? Any final words or anything?
So yeah, actually, beyond the, you know what, the point of we don't have any proof,
mm-hmm.
but you know, as you told, we can come to a conclusion using all these scientific explanations given by scientists and all the possible reasons that we think would have created the existing life form. So like,
mm-hmm.
the first very first life form, or the even the Big Bang, and there are n number of questions unanswered, I think. So like, the major reason is that we can't actually come to a conclusion this happened. So like exactly this is how it happened. So like that is the only thing I see that is the main reason that we can't answer most of these questions. Yeah.
True. So as kind of like that's probably the end of this episode or this part, I guess. We'll be coming with a part two again with two more other questions, something very similar or something interesting as this. So that'll be the end of this episode. So to tell about the YouTube side of things, so we'll provide the description of everything in our YouTube side as well. It's the same thing again, nothing different. And regarding Spotify, you probably should check us on Spotify again. And the Sounder side of things as well. And WordPress, we'll probably be writing more and more blogs in the coming times. So check out our WordPress link again, given in the YouTube description. So I think that should be the end of this video, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.